example, do what's going on in California and stop by a neighborhood physician and get their recommendation and walk right out the door. I presume that this is going to be something where a patient has to have an established medical history with a physician who's considering treating them with cannabis.
Okay, so... I'm sorry, continue, Patrick, sorry.
Oh, additionally, as it's written in the law right now, a medical care provider would be limited to one medicinal marijuana patient. Now, I don't know how that's going to shake out. For example, limiting an oncologist to one medicinal marijuana patient, where that oncologist may have dozens of patients in their practice who could benefit it, but that's the way the law is written right now.
What do you do to allay the fears of people who think that this will be the gateway, or that this is the first step to kids smoking joints, like Lawrenceville is going to turn into Amsterdam, you know?
Which is
doing a pretty good job right now, actually, you know.
That'd be an interesting visual with the red light district.
Indeed.
On Penn Avenue.
But tired going up and down those hills, yeah.
But
I would imagine. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. In California, they've had medicinal marijuana on the books since 1996, and studies there have shown no increase in teen drug usage. Secondly, we have addiction specialist Ed Payne, who's the CEO of Sorrento Gardens in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, who testified in December that in his opinion and from his experience as an addictions counselor for 30 years, there is no gateway drug correlation between marijuana use and either alcoholism, opiate addiction, or prescription pain medication addiction. So we're able to show through people who are working in the field of substance abuse and through statistical analysis that there is no risk, really no risk for teen drug use. Pittsburgh Normal 100% supports teen education and abstinence from any controlled substances, whether it's marijuana, alcohol, cigarettes, caffeine. So our message in that respect is consistent. And the statistics show that this has not resulted in an increase in teen drug use.
If your caller ID says Ralph the Cat today, disregard that phone call. Maybe calling.
Well, Patrick, the last thing I have for you is this. I was introduced to Normal in college because at Penn State, the president of the student body was Rob Campia.
Oh, really?
Yes, and he was also, of course, the president of Normal on campus, and then went on to become, I believe, nationally the president of Normal.
He's with Marijuana Policy Project now.
Okay. I loved their last album. Anyways, see, the problem that I always found with Normal is that selling your argument to people is a hard thing to do when you don't have people like yourself out there who are well-spoken and able to present the argument in a way that doesn't sound like we like getting high.
Right, you present it logically.
Exactly. And you got a lot of long hair, you know, smoke-hazed guys out there wearing Normal shirts and stuff like that, and people get scared or they think it's dubious anytime there's an involvement. What do you do to combat that notion that Normal is, as a group, only about getting potheads the right to buy pot easier?
Well, first and foremost, when I learned of House Bill 1393, I ultimately decided to found the Pittsburgh Normal chapter. And I wanted to put somewhat of a more professional face on a local Normal chapter. I'm a practicing criminal defense attorney. I'm a former prosecutor. My board is, our board is made up of all practicing criminal defense attorneys, including one former narcotics prosecutor. And we hope that by being able to put, you know, slightly that more professional face on it, that right, people will take our arguments a little more seriously and not say, "Oh, these guys just want to go out in the park and burn one." Right. And that is not what the organization is about, especially in our advocacy and support of medicinal marijuana.
Nice. Well, I wish you luck, and yeah, you know, because you need people to do more than just yell, the weed.
Yeah, you got to keep showcasing the logic there.
Yeah. So.
Thank you very, very much for giving us this forum. I hope that any of your listeners who are interested would take some time to stop by Pitts Graduate School of Public Health on Thursday. The hearings are at 3 o'clock in room G23, DeSoto Street, and we'll be organizing and doing a press conference around 2 o'clock ahead of time. So we hope to see people there.
Excellent.
Now, thanks, do you guys have a website people can go to?
Yes, website Pittsburgh Normal, that's NORML.org. PittsburghNormal.org.
Yeah, that's Patrick Nightingale,
thanks,
Executive
Patrick.
Director of Pittsburgh Normal, and thanks for joining us. Real interesting stuff.
It was.
Excellent. Thank you very much. We'll take care, everyone.
Be on the lookout for an orange cat, Pat.
Coming up next, Santonio Holmes is like, oh, man.
I know. He just left town.
I just left.
Now this. He may come back.
Mike Pursuit is up next. He's got your sports live from Steelers training camp in Latrobe. A $75 million project to build the largest police academy in Iraq.